allow yourselves to be driven, allow yourselves to be to land in the right spot. In other words, it's your turn for arrival. It's your turn for your destiny. It's your turn for your next circumstance. So you want to be aware. You want to be interested. You want to be proactive. You want to be persuaded. In English, it's time to get up and go. It's time to boogie. It's time to circulate. What we're doing is advancing in consciousness. So there's a place where, and we all have it, where we particularly do not want to be disturbed. In other words, if we're disturbed, we're going to have to face the music. We're going to have to face the signage. We're going to have to face life supreme. So in other words, we took a step sideways, backwards, wherever it was, to avoid pain. So we want to remember that caused us to be disjointed, meaning we're out of alignment with victory. We're out of alignment with our torch. We're out of alignment with our I Am presence. So we want to kind of agree very quickly, like, well, that's not okay. Enough of that. So in other words, it's sort of like, so our motivation stays strong. And so that motivation is what's going to carry us to our next address. Now, when I'm saying that, it's a bit like riding the wave. So it's sort of like you're heave-hoeing. You're because you want to remember you're not in your natural circumstance. You're not in your natural source readiness. So you can just think of like that vertical column of light. And if you were like changing who you are to avoid pain, you took a step back or sideways or whatever. And so in order to have, and they really want us to get this, like right here and now, in order to have the course correction, in order to arrive at the final dance, in order to ascend, in order to open up to your higher self, we want to go ahead and circulate, meaning it may feel comfortable. It may be creature comfort. It may be the way you've been doing it for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, who knows? But now is the time of heaven, meaning now is the time to look alive. So in English, it's things that have held us back because we didn't have like the know-how, meaning we didn't have the sacred awareness. We didn't have the energies to heal ourselves. That is what is being suggested. That is what is coming up next. So you want to feel that, because all of us have this tendency to want to avoid, because that's, you know, Freud, whoever decided that. It's like we want pleasure, we avoid pain. And so we're actually in the process of doing the exact opposite. And so we want to learn to enjoy that. And so our ego is going to be like, are you kidding? And they're saying it's a must. Because in order to tie our own shoelaces, it's sort of like we have to return to our present circumstance. In other words, we have to go from being unconscious to conscious creators, conscious masters. Now, what we have at our new address, what we have because they're saying the stakes are high, is our final placement, is our final torch to carry. So in English, what was stuck in the past, what we just couldn't get by. So the elephant in the living room, the obstacle, the boulder, whatever you tend to call it, that is what's being stirred at last. So we really want to feel this. The reason being that a little bit more than normal is going to be asked of us. It's going to be required of us. Because remember, we're each climbing the mountain of consciousness. We each agreed to lift the bar. So we want to feel that, because all of us are still sleepwalking on some level, where we're still buying into 3D commonality, like I just need the boyfriend and the job and the whatever. And so we're really waking up to the new garden. We're really waking up to the garden, like the Garden of Eden. It's like coming into this very place. So you really want to feel that like you're the builder of consciousness, that you're assigned a piece of heaven. So that your consciousness is bringing in the right stuff, is bringing in heaven overnight. So that means that you're about to roll over. So things like if you're still being codependent, if you're still being victim-y, if you're still being judgy, whatever it is, it's totally okay. But it's your turn to arrive, meaning it's totally okay initially, but that is what's coming undone, meaning you're finally solving the present, the puzzle. You're finally quickening your circumstances to begin again, because we're opening up the sensation, meaning opening up to ascension. And so as we ascend in consciousness, we have to let go of the problem. Some of us have self-identified with some of these problems or false beliefs or pains that we're avoiding, that we've actually created our entire life around avoiding a particular pain. So this is really quite huge. And this is like, they're saying the change of history at last. This is in essence creating our destiny. So we're all opening to our original claim. We're all opening to our original self. We're all opening up to our master consent. And so wherever we're still buying into the personality self of victimization or prior pain, whatever it may be, that is going to be diffused. And so we want to allow that. We don't want to stay negative or in the past or like if you find your story has a commitment of blame, if there's a sentence of how you've been wronged, you want to let go of that, because that's the old story of nowhere. The reason they're saying nowhere is it's going nowhere. It's like you're just going to keep creating out of emptiness. So imagine that. It's like, you know, you don't want to keep eating empty calories if you're dieting. It's like you don't want to keep creating out of yesterday. You don't want to keep creating out of yesterday. We create morning, noon, and night. So we want to create out of the positive, you know, like we're learning about the quantum field they talk about or block theory. But the idea is every possibility is already out there. Which ones are we choosing? Which ones are we selecting? So they're saying like we've all gone overboard in terms of the intellectual console, meaning, you know, we've all pretty much seen the Matrix. We've heard a lot of chatters, like we all understand the show. So it's not about collecting more and more and more spiritual information that we're not integrating. So what they want us to do is allow ourselves the same, meaning becoming very aware that we're unplugging from sin. That's what runs the planet, the belief in sin, the belief that we deserve punishment. And we hand it out and we do it to ourselves unconsciously. And that's really what we're doing, except once in a while we remember love. We're turning that on its side. We're turning that on its head. It's sort of like, just imagine a planet kind of moving on an axis. And we're doing that liberally, meaning we're already in the process of it. So we're not like, oh, I hope I can do that. I hope they pick me. You're already one of the ones that are learning to sing the new song, that are learning to stand up and cheer. So allow yourself the truth. And when they're saying truth, it's almost like this umbrella that kind of surrounds you. And that umbrella, it's like a spiritual fountain. So instead of protecting you from the rain, it actually pours from within. But it's like spiritual destiny. It's spiritual awareness. It's spiritual delight. So allow that to be given. Allow that to resonate. Because that's what's going to complete your piece of the puzzle. That's what's going to take you forward. So remember, it was sort of like, you know, surfing a wave is what it felt like. We're moving from the past to our new tomorrow. And so in order to do that, they're saying we're switching the field. In other words, as we step into our new alignment, as we step into our new fortune, they're showing me a fortune card. I happen to have a particular fortune card in a deck I have. And It's just spectacular. So the fact that they're pulling that fortune card out to explain the richness and wealth in spiritual mana, and spiritual mana equates everything is consciousness. So when we're enjoying spiritual mana, that brings forth many of our enjoyments. So if you need housing, money, relationships, health, whatever it is, it's gonna resonate with your brilliance. It's gonna resonate with your new lifestyle. So receive your love at last. We all are deficient of love, every single one of us, because we are love itself. So every time we're feeling anything less than that, we're in false promotion. And anything they're saying, like, just when I think I'm leaving, they're still babbling away, because they're saying, like, they want us to get each and every kernel, because that's how relevant we are. In other words, each of us are being assisted, we're being proctored to continue to choose the light, to continue to say so. And so we want to remember we're coming up against yesterday. In other words, you've got the karmic winds, you've got the imprints, and you know they can leave you high and dry. In other words, it's very easy to go unconscious, and that's okay. You know, like we're learning, we're training, we're learning to change our mind, we're learning to kind of relax the mind actually, and allow ourselves to enjoy the rest of the show. So allow yourselves to travel, allow yourselves to pass on by. We're passing on by the past, we're passing on by the sorrow, we're dropping the blame game, we're dropping yesterday, and we're picking up our advancement, we're picking up our sunshine. And so when we pick that up, when we travel with that within, that brings us illuminated recall, that brings us our true relevance, that brings us our true elation within. Receive, receive, receive. Oh my gosh, like we're being so pampered today. It's like we're getting these like energetic treatments. I don't know how else to explain it. So they're saying, they're doing that. How would I say that? There's an element of protection, I'm gonna say that, where like the first gust of wind is not gonna bother us. I'm gonna say it this way. It's like they're giving us a little bit extra intensity just to help us hold our very glance. In other words, we're the ones that have to choose the light, but it's giving us a little more presence to help it, help us make it so. In other words, to help make it, help us to make that possible. Receive, 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 and so it is.